Matt Durbin grows 2,400 acres of corn, soy, and wheat throughout the Muskingum Valley in eastern Ohio, and it floods a lot.
It just happens that where our home farm's located is the convergence of the water from 5 Muskingum watershed lakes and 2 additional dams that are on the river. We get all that water together right here at our farm.
To show me, we drive his pickup truck over an old levee, a man-made strip of land, next to the fast-moving Tuscarawas River. Parts of the adjoining wheat field are covered with water.
The big picture of that is that when there's high water someplace, we have it too. So we're dealing with a lot of water usually.
Durbin has heard of the Waters of the U.S. rule, an update of the Clean Water Act put out by the Environmental Protection Agency. He's not exactly sure what it is, but it worries him.
My fear with the whole Waters of the U.S. rules is basically all of my land here they have control and say over. So how long is it before they come and tell me, okay, you can't do anything with this land. This is floodway land. You can't spray chemicals. You can't farm it. And then immediately, do I own a huge amount of acreage that isn't worth anything? We can't do anything with it.
This is one of the more frustrating rules for me.
That's Gina McCarthy, administrator of the EPA under President Obama, defending the rule on the public radio show On Point.
It's basically a rule that simply says if you're going to destroy a river or stream, make sure that it does not, will not have an impact on downstream rivers and streams that are necessary for drinking water.
McCarthy says the EPA wrote the rule in response to Supreme Court decisions in 2001 and 2006. These rulings actually made it unclear which bodies of water are protected by the Clean Water Act and which are not. In the 2006 High Court ruling, Rapanos v. United States, the justices couldn't agree on a single standard for the federal government to follow. Justice Scalia said only relatively permanent standing or continuously flowing bodies of water, such as streams, rivers, and lakes, should be federally protected. Justice Kennedy notably said water bodies with what he called a significant nexus to traditionally protected streams, rivers, and lakes should also be protected. And Justice Breyer called on the EPA to speedily write new regulations. McCarthy says the agency listened.
Because of this uncertainty in these decisions, we went out and we looked at 1,500 peer-reviewed studies. We started out a science advisory board peer review panel that said, okay, how do we get more robust in the science? They did a report for us.
And that led to the new rule. The agency addressed more than 1 million public comments before releasing the final Waters of the U.S. rule in 2015. But it was never implemented. More than 30 states sued the EPA to stop it, and the courts issued a stay until the legal issues are settled. McCarthy told On Point's Tom Ashbrook that the rule has been misunderstood. For example, for farms, the new regulations are less restrictive.
We actually expanded exemptions for agriculture. And still, on the basis of gut instinct, Everybody decided that it was worse than it ever was before.
The oversight, you mean, the regulation.
The fact that we clarified it
and
we're actually going to do it right now became a threat.
Among those threatened, energy companies like Halliburton and Shell, food and beverage giants including Land O'Lakes and Ocean Spray Cranberries, the American Farm Bureau, golf course owners like President Trump, and builders.
My name is Daniel Durden. I'm the chief executive officer for the Pennsylvania Builders Association.
Durden says the Waters of the U.S. rule is an overreach by the government. He says that in clarifying what's regulated, the EPA took authority over nearly every body of water, even intermittent and ephemeral streams.
So ephemeral, as the natural meaning, would be the very fleeting flowing waters that might be in a gully following a heavy rain. So we're talking about areas that would never have been thought to be part of or regulated by the Clean Water Act in the past. Suddenly that low-lying area on your farm or that ditch, naturally occurring ditch on the edge of your development, suddenly may be regulated under the Clean Water Act.
Former EPA Chief Gina McCarthy says the rule focuses on streams, not gullies and ditches, as critics suggest, and that it expanded the reach of the Clean Water Act by only about 3%. The rule has the support of national environmental and fishing groups. Myron Arnowitt is director of the Pennsylvania chapter of Clean Water Action. He says the Water of the U.S. rule would provide important new protections to many streams in the state.
Over half of stream miles in Pennsylvania are protected by the Clean Water Rule that weren't previously. And I think that's really important to preserving our water quality health in Pennsylvania.
President Trump's new EPA Administrator, Scott Pruitt, has promised to withdraw the rule. As Oklahoma Attorney General, he sued the EPA over the rule. Larry Liebesman is a former Justice Department attorney who focuses on the Clean Water Act. He says it won't be that easy to just scrap the rule.
The new administration could not just preemptively just rescind the rule without any basis, in fact, to do so. They'd have to have a reason or a rationale for doing that.
Trump's EPA would have to contend with a 300-page legal and scientific defense of the Waters of the U.S. rule submitted to the Supreme Court during the last week of Obama's presidency. The high court is currently deciding which lower court should hear the case. Republican lawmakers have also tried to step in to rescind the rule, and a House-approved bill passed last year prohibits the use of any funds to enforce the rule. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.